Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
If you weren't listening a couple of minutes ago, Cassie surprised Kristen this morning by telling her that she had won a Gracie Award, which is the highest possible award you can win in this nation for a woman in media.
Yeah, I'm in shock for multiple reasons. I just feel so fortunate and grateful not to have a colleague like Cassie, but to have a friend like Cassie. What she wrote, I am just going to... I cannot thank you enough. It means so much to have a friend like you that uplifts and supports, and you always want to shine a spotlight on others and what they're doing. And I just want to say thank you so much.
That is so sweet of you to say, but this day is about you,
whatever. And this is something that over the years, and I know it shouldn't be about that, but as a woman in media, like to have a Gracie, like that's a huge deal, right?
Yeah,
and it's like with actors with wanting to win an Oscar or a musical artist wanting to win a Grammy. For me, it's the Gracie. And I have just, I had resolved that I wasn't going to get one. And that was okay. Like I was going to be, obviously by my reaction, it wasn't okay. I think the sobbing tears. But then to take it next level and have my first PD, Dead Air Dennis, call in, and then my old buddy Mike Morris from my Showgram days, and Randy Rest, my PD, and then freaking are the CEO of our company, Mary Berner, and then, of course, my husband, and then my precious son, Jimmy, just to call and give, you know, and record well wishes. And then on top of it all, to know I look like this.
She has a forehead billboard this morning.
I got a forehead billboard this morning for the Grand Arch Tree Service, which I think you have gotten, even though we were late to the party getting it on. And I have your phone number written across my face like a giant mustache. It's all so fitting and also perfectly Kristen.
It really is. If you weren't listening a couple of minutes ago, some of the women that have been honored on this list before, you might have heard their names. Michelle Obama, as Cassie told us.
Hey, she's a friend of the Burt Show. She's called in, right?
Nicole Kidman, Oprah Winfrey, ooh, Shonda Rhimes, Taylor Swift have all won these awards. You will be receiving your award this year alongside Kiki Palmer.
Love her.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Love her.
Kathy Bates. Man,
love her.
It's a big deal, dude. It is a really big deal. And there is an award show in Beverly Hills that Kristen will be going on stage to accept her, Gracie.
Do I get... I'm not getting my hopes up because I remember what happened with the Anthem Awards. Cassie and I were ready to hop a flight to New York, and that didn't end up happening. But there's an actual award ceremony, right?
There is. I don't know the specifics yet. I think if there is a speech, it's a short one.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is an awards gala being held.
Major honor. Congratulations.
Thank you. So
well earned. I can't think of anybody else in radio that really deserves it more than you do, man. So congratulations.
You're sweet. It's thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So back to the superficial stuff.
Yes.
War of the Roses. So let's get Becca on here because she wanted our help not only catching a man, but this is like infidelity in her friendship.
Ooh.
This might be the first time we've ever tried something like this. Hey, Becca, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right. So what's going on with your friends?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I need your help. So my best friend, I think she's cheating on me.
In what way?
I mean, not the romantic sense, obviously, but like in the bestie way. But, you know, it really stinks. It sucks. I mean, we've been best friends. Leslie is her name. We've been best friends and we've been inseparable for years, like ever since we're little. Like we've been through everything together, breakups, family drama, job drama. Like she's always been my ride or die. Like she's my rock, you know, but lately it just really feels like something's off. She's been super distant, secretive, and I don't know. Like, she's just acting weird. I just want to know what's going on. Even, like, I've even asked her about it. Like, you know, what's going on? And she's been super secretive and weird about that, too.
Is there a third or fourth person where you guys are, like, a group that she could be hanging out more with that you're not so down with that she would hide that from you?
No one that I know, but, like, I have this feeling that she's been spending a lot of time with this new friend. I can't really say for sure because I don't know, but like, you know, I've noticed like certain little things, dodging my invites, you know, being kind of vague about her plans. And it's like, it's almost like she's literally hiding something from me, you know? And it just, it really sucks. Like, it kind of feels like I'm being replaced, you know? Like, we've been friends for so long. She hasn't mentioned anyone new in her life. I mean, the only other thing that I could think of, she did start a new job, but, you know, so maybe it's like one of her coworkers. But I mean, I just really don't know. And it, especially right now, I've just been having like a really, really few, like a rough few weeks. And, you know, life has just been throwing punches at me left and right. And I need my best friend. And like, she knows I'm struggling, but she's just been so distant. And I just don't know why. Like, I just want to know why.
Becca, it's interesting to me that you've jumped to the conclusion that she could be like cheating on you with another friend. I almost wonder if she's doing like the slow ghost with you. Like, have you guys had any tension or fights in your friendship that maybe you would speculate that she would just kind of want to break up with you slowly over time?
No, nothing obvious. I even asked her, you know, and it's like, I can't think of anything. That's really the reason why I want you guys to test her, because she knows chocolate chips are my favorite comfort food. She knows I love chocolate chips. So she has to know. If she still cares and, you know, she still wants to be there for me, she should send that to me 100%. Like, I'm thinking, I'm hoping chocolate chip.
Okay, so this is the very first time that we've ever done a War of the Roses with anything besides flowers.
No, we've done War of the, remember the woman who thought infidelity, thought her husband was cheating on her with donuts?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
now we're going to do War of the Cookies.
Cookies, all right. So yeah, we've already done this, so we have some answers for you. So you will know if you are still the top-notch friend or not, okay?
Please, because if she sends them to, like, this new mystery friend, I guess I'm being replaced. Okay. I don't know.
All right, War of the Cookies next.
The Burt Show.
We are called.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Calling it Meow Madness, man versus cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Ba, 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 basketball. Gimme, gimme, gimme the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
Abby, explain what Meow Madness is.
Meow Madness is a competition between me and Josh, who thinks he can beat my pet cat in a March Madness bracket. So basically, I crumpled up a couple of pieces of paper, threw them at my cat, and I had her choose who was going to win the March Madness bracket between all of the college basketball teams who are competing for the title of champion for March Madness. And right now, I'm losing, or my cat's losing. But Josh has 11 different brackets, and he thinks that this one is going to beat me out.
So we're not even getting an update until, what, Friday? Because the Sweet 16, I think, starts Thursday. I have been hit up by so many people for Sweet 16 tickets because Auburn is playing in Atlanta.
We have access to that stuff.
Hey, your photo's going to be in the airport. They think you've got big connections.
Right. You got pool, baby.
Yeah, my photo's going to be there now. Yeah, so that's not until Thursday. So the next time you guys will pick against each other, or I should say your cat is picking against him, will be Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already have the selections, but we got to see who's keeping the most winners.
I love that people, so they hit you up for actual tickets. Whenever Kentucky is playing in Atlanta, I just get hit up for a place to stay because they know I don't have the pool to get tickets. They know I have a house with guest bedrooms, so they'll hit me up for that, but they don't hit me up for tickets.
Guys, here is the illusion that there used to be a time in radio where we had tickets and access to everything. I mean, really good tickets, like front row. And I think we still have that brand off the air. And the truth of the matter is the seats that we get from a radio station now suck bad, really bad. So we're constantly having to maneuver with connections off the air. So, yeah, you don't got to hit us on those. We don't got them.
No.
We don't got them.
Nope.
All right, let's get back to Becca here, because we're not doing a War of the Roses this morning. We're doing a War of the Cookies. Really.
The Cookies, yeah. So Becca hit us up, and she feels like she's being replaced, but she doesn't know by whom when it comes to her best friend. So her bestie is Leslie. She referred to her as a ride or die. They've known each other for years, and this is her person, right? And as of lately, her friend Leslie has been like just dodging her, has not responded to invites, has just kind of gone MIA. And this is really hurting Becca because she's had a rough couple of weeks and she really needs her best friend to be there for her. But again, she's just kind of been absent. So she's concerned that her friend Leslie started a new job. So maybe there's a coworker there that she's getting buddy-buddy with, and she's... Let's be honest, Becca's getting a little territorial. Mm-hmm. She wants her friend Leslie mm-hmm. back, or she wants to know that that's my bestie. You can't have her, but you can borrow her on occasion.
Women get very possessive about their friends. Like, there's something about, like, the tier system. Like, we want to be number one. Even if you're not my number one best friend, I want to be number one in your mind.
I remember my dad giving me this advice way, way, way back in the day, was that friendships of threes don't work.
Oh.
They just really don't.
That's why they have the whole White Lotus thing, the three women who are on vacation together.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't put that together. Uh-huh. Yeah, they all hate each other but love each other.
Three doesn't work. You have to have four.
Yeah.
That way they can pair off together. But three, there's always going to be one person who's left out.
So Becca wanted us to do what we normally do with flowers, War of the Roses, where we send fake flowers to see who they're going to send it to. Today it's cookies.
Yes, because Becca said her comfort food is chocolate chip cookies, and her best friend knows this. And because Becca's been having a rough time, if this was a true best friend and she got a promotional email for free cookies, that she should be sending them to Becca. We got all that right?
Yes. Help me.
All right, so here we go. This is the fake promotional email that we sent to Becca's best friend Leslie, and it's called I went overboard, and I'm sorry. And it's so obvious, but I don't care because, you know, I was trying to make a point. So
how are you going to top Tommy's Doughy Delights?
You know, I thought that was pretty good. But this one is called Bestie Bites, okay?
Bestie
and it's
Bites.
Bestie Bites. And it's sweet treats made for sweet friendships. And there's friendship bundles that you can send. So we sent this promotional email to Leslie. Becca gave us her email address. She's offered a free bundle of cookies. She's able to choose from several options in exchange. She's asked to share some promo codes, blah, blah, blah. This is the ruse. So from Bestie Bites, which is a new cookie company in town, these are the options. There's number one, the mini BFF box, a small but mighty bundle to show you care. Three classic chocolate chip cookies, three snickerdoodle hugs.
Mm.
Then you have the sweet and salty sampler. A little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty, just like every great friendship. And in this bundle, you get two salted caramel chocolate chunk cookies, two peanut butter pretzel bites, and two dark chocolate sea salt cookies.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
That sounds so good. All right, then we have the ride or die treats for your forever friend because they deserve something extra special. Two triple chocolate fudge cookies, two s'mores bestie bites,
ooh,
and then two raspberry white chocolate bliss cookies. And then lastly, just for you, Becca, the ultimate chocolate chip lovers bundle, because nothing says I got you, bestie, like warm, gooey chocolate chip cookies. This one's got two classic chocolate chip cookies, two brown butter chocolate chip cookies, two double chocolate chip cookies. All right, Becca.
And that's the one she sends me.
That's the one she should send you. If in a perfect world, she is a perfect best friend,
mm-hmm,
knowing you need a little pick me up, that's the one she's going to send to you. So she took the bait. But she ordered the sweet and salty sampler.
Oh, plot twist.
So okay.
This is very unlike Leslie.
I know, right?
I didn't expect this from her.
A little bit sweet, a little bit salty, just like every great friendship. And she requested that the delivery be this Thursday morning to a business address. And the note on the card says, "You better save me one, Leslie." Becca, she's sending...
Wait, hold on. Go on.
So Becca, she's sending them to her place of employment to a woman that works at her job, and she's requesting that her new work friend save her a cookie.
What?
Wow. Are you kidding me? I knew it. You know what? I really can't believe her. After all these years we've been friends, she can just ghost me like this and just meet some new girl at work. And wow. Wow, she knows I've been having I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so upset. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. Like, my best friend of 15 plus years, she's just going to go hang out with some new girl, and now she's just forgotten about me, completely ghosts me, knowing I'm going through something right now, knowing I love chocolate chip cookies, and she, wow, oh my God. Wow.
You know, when you say wow a lot, that means you're really hurt. Yeah. I think you're upset.
Yeah. The more wows,
the more upset you are.
Yeah, Becca, I know exactly where you're coming from. And I think it's because you're going through this really rough time and you expect your friends, even if they are, you know, embarking on a new friendship with some coworker that they're trauma bonding with or whatever, whatever's happening at work. If you're going through something, you expect them to have that consideration for you and be there for you in your time of need. So I think your anger is valid.
But not even just that. Like, I asked her, you know, at least be vocal about it. I spoke to you. I brought it up. I tried to do the right thing and say, tell me what's going on. And you're distant. You're ignoring me. You're not answering me. So it's even worse, because at least tell me what's going on so I can try to fix it and we can mend our friendship. But for you to just completely ghost me and send cookies to someone else, I'm so pissed off right now.
I think if I were you, I would take a beat pause here, because, you know, when you're all emotional and stuff, you like rattle off a text or whatever, then it's never good. Give yourself a couple of hours and then decide what you want to do. But don't do it now, because it sounds to me like you're a little angry.
You think you need a little sweet treat, too. I think your blood sugar's low.
Right.
Go get you a cookie, girl.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.